Hi, this is Bob Soucy for Patriots Today. The phrase complimentary football gets mentioned a lot around Foxborough. Given how the 11-3 Patriots have played in winning 9 of their last 10 games, it's a concept they often embody on game days. Like last Sunday, when the Pats inflated a 1-point edge over Miami into a 28-point blowout. While the defense pitched a shutout, the offense hit on the long ball. That 24-yard throw by Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski, following an interception by Patrick Chung, you got it. Complimentary football by one unit setting up the other.
Each time we step on the field, we need to get better as a defense. So to come out and play another good game defensively, which is always important, holding teams points-wise. You know, if we hold a team to 13, it's a high chance our offense is going to go out there and get 14 or more each game. So it's a good job, and we got to continue to do that.
Entering Week 16, McCourty and company are complementing the NFL's highest-scoring offense with one of the league's stingiest defenses, especially with their adjustments as games go along. The Pats haven't allowed a second-half touchdown in their last four contests.
Coach is doing a great job of when it comes to second-half adjustments and you know, trying to see what we've been hurt on and try to take that away and make the teams find something else.
Start to finish, the Pats gave up fewer than 20 points a game their last 10 contests, executing on Sundays what they worked to achieve the rest of the week.
We have collectively, as a defense, put in the work during the week. Being out there on game days, you're not really thinking that much. You're just playing because we put in the work in practice, and that's when you're supposed to do it.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.